Well, over the last couple of days, we've been sharing the USDA's November crop production report, which is calling for a record 14 billion bushel corn crop and our third largest ever soybean crop. According to ag marketer Robin Schmall, that's only part, though, of the equation. The number he really looks at is the ending stocks. And because that was raised for corn as well, he feels that the corn market is going to be pressured.
But they're going to more than double, which is going to put a significant supply available for anybody who wants it. And we have some of the competition from, you know, China increased production, South America increased production. So in the whole world scale, we've got competition and we have to match price accordingly.
And when it comes to price, Schmall is looking at that lower end of the scale, thinking maybe 410 to 425 may be the best we can do.
But there are some that are thinking we could go down lower than that yet. There's a lot more storage available over the last few years. Farmers have built more storage. It's a little bit of carry in the market. So a lot of it's going to be stored in the hopes that price is going to go higher. But generally, when you see something like that, when there's more on hand, a lot of times it really doesn't go higher because they don't have to really pay up for it.
As far as the USDA's estimate for the average soybean price of around $12.15, well, Schmall feels that could be pretty accurate.
Relative to our demand we're seeing in beans, they're finding that level in there where it's not too low, not too high. So I think somewhere around here is probably pretty accurate.
One other note of interest, even though it's still early, Schmall says what's going on with this year's crop and prices certainly could have a big impact on what we plant in 2014.
But the interesting thing will be the relationship between beans and corn. Right now, that's favoring beans significantly, and I'm looking ahead to next year, favoring beans significantly for more planting.
Now, springing into our current prices, here's Jim Scott.
Starting with the Chicago Board of Trade, December corn was down 2.5 at 4.30 and a quarter. March corn down 3.75 at 4.40 and one half. November soybeans up 0.5 cent at 13.20 and a quarter. March beans up 1.75 at 12.98 even. Wheat for December was down 0.25 cent at 6.45 and one half, while March was down 0.25 cent at 6.55 and one half. Taking a look at your Class 3 milk futures from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, November milk up a nickel at 18.82, December up 4 cents at 17.96, January down 2 cents at 17.35, and February down 2 cents at 17.04. Your AA spot butter price was up 2 cents at 160.5, barrels of cheese down 2.25 cents at 176, and blocks of cheese unchanged at 180.25. From your equity co-op, choice beef steers and heifers were 112 to 127 yesterday, with choice Holstein steers 98 to 109. Your top-selling slaughter cows were 72 to 90, with the bulk going 52 to 71. Most bulls were 80 to 95. Holstein replacement bull calves, 95 to 200 ahead. Holstein replacement heifer calves, 60 to 155. And colored beef calves, 175 to 325. And that's the way the farm markets finished yesterday. I'm Jim Scott on WSAU.